lad. How are you, Keane?
All good. Keep him well. Keep him well now.
It's great to chat to you at last. I know we've been back and forth on Instagram, you know, texting or whatever the case is. And I know I've been looking to try and have a chat with you for a while. So it's great to finally meet you properly, because Instagram is weird, because you kind of feel like you know people better than you do.
Absolutely.
It's the person we've had a face-to-face. So it's lovely to be on the podcast.
It's brilliant to have you on, Dick. It really is, because you're so busy and stuff. And like, it's brilliant to have you on. It really is.
No, it's lovely to chat to you, man, and keep up the great work, because I've been following your stuff, so you've had some great interviews on. So it's an absolute pleasure to be on. Thanks for having me.
Unbelievable, no problem. So starting off then, Dick, I just want to ask you, like, how did you get into radio, basically, from a young age? How did you get into it?
I don't know whether it's something that was in my blood, because my granddad was really into radio. He was probably actually before the term was sort of invented. He was a bit of an anorak. He loved radio. He loved listening to radio. He would have had newspapers in the house with, like, you know, radio schedules from different radio stations when he was alive. Right. I suppose radio, I feel like it's kind of always been in my blood. There's tapes at home. My parents have tapes of me from like the age of five. You know, talk it into a ghetto blaster or a radio or anything I could record myself on. But that was when I was very young. The first time I got onto radio was around about 1995. It's kind of a funny story, because I remember I was in the house. I was having a couple of beers with my dad. I was young enough. I was only like a teenager. I remember listening to one particular station called Coast FM.
Right.
They were based in Ballybrack in Dublin. And I phoned up the guy that ran it, and I asked him if I could have a show. I didn't know this guy at all. He told me to come down and have a look at the place. And you know what was my idea for a show? So I said I'd love to do a dance music show on a midweek dance music show. He brought me down, had a look at the place, and he gave me a show. And my first show was on, the station was called Coast FM. It was based in a garden shed in Ballybrack. Around about the mid-90s. That's where I started off. I mean, the Pirates were huge in the 90s. There was like Sunset FM and Club FM. I wanted to do a dance music show on this station, Coast FM, which ends up becoming Phantom FM eventually.
Yes.
And TX. My first radio show was in a bedroom of a house in Ballybrack in Dublin.
Oh my God, that's unbelievable.
Then we moved down to the garden shed. So it was a big enough pirate radio station, yes. You know, in the 90s. That's where I started. I remember my first radio show was from the bedroom. It was the gear that I had was I had two turntables.
Yes.
I had one CD player, a Discman, and a cassette.
Oh,
a tape deck. And I remember from my first link, the microphone didn't work. So it was a crazy start. But it was brilliant. I spent a couple of months there, and then. There was another radio station in Dublin at the time called Pulse FM, and Pulse was probably one of. I mean, there was a couple of massive pirates in Dublin in the 90s. One was Sunset, one was Club, and Pulse FM was the other big one. So Pulse used to broadcast from a garden shed. It was another pirate station. Used to broadcast from a garden shed in Clontarf.
Yes.
And my first show on they heard me doing the show on Coast, and they asked me if I wanted to do a show on Pulse, and I ended up getting a Sunday morning show. And that's where it all started. So it was 1995 from garden sheds in Ballybrack and Clontarf.
It really is, like, ass class, because like every kind of weekend, like, they'll be tuning into your shows and today FM, Block Rock and Beat.
Yeah.
Me and my dad would be absolutely rocking. So
well, that's the thing. I mean, I got involved in radio. I never really got involved in radio to, you know, to be known, or, you know, to have followers or to get free stuff or anything like that. I remember, like, I've often said it to people that I remember as a kid, I was quite shy. And like in primary school and all that kind of stuff, you know, I would have been bullied a little bit in primary school. And I remember when I went into secondary school, I always had a love for music. And one of the things about music that I loved was how happy it made people feel. So I remember what I got involved in DJing for, you know, was to play music. And I used to love the reaction that music used to give people. So whether it was a radio show or whether it was a gig, when I was playing music, you know, I was happy and I could see that I was making people happy. So it was kind of like my happy place, my comfort zone or whatever. So that's kind of why I got involved in radio and DJing, because I enjoyed doing it, and I enjoyed the reaction that it gave people. And I remember going into gigs when I was a kid, and and you know, I remember going into like even teenage discos or whatever the case is, and I remember just being obsessed with the DJ, and I knew from the age of 13 or 14 that I wanted to be the guy behind the decks, and I wasn't really. I was a pretty shit dancer, so like I wasn't really too pushed. I wasn't really too pushed on being on the dance floor. I just wanted, yeah. So no,
You're on real, Vic. You're absolutely class. Like, it's savage, and I'm definitely gonna buy one of the top class.
Thanks. Yeah, no, like that's how it started, man. And it was just a passion for music, and I've always had a love for dance music and rave music, and it was quite big. There was quite a big club scene, you know, in Dublin and in Ireland in the 90s. So it was very easy to get, you know, hooked on the buzz of it all. So that's where it started.
Get contacted by today FM then, Dick? Like, or like, how did you kind of get into that? Like, did you get contacted by email or?
Yeah, I did actually. Yeah, I got a call. Well, I mean.
Thank God.
I moved from the pirate radio stations, you know, in Dublin into legal. So my first break into legal radio was with Coast FM, East Coast FM in Wicklow.
Yeah.
And I spent a couple of months there, and then I was headhunted by FM 104, where I had the best time. I look back on my days in FM 104 as probably one of my favorite times in my career. I met some amazing people, and I did some brilliant shows. So I still have FM 104 still has a place in my heart big time. I worked with them for nearly 10 years. I spent a bit of time with 98 FM. And then for a period of time, I kind of fell out of love a little bit with everything, and I kind of got a bit burnt out with it, probably because I've been DJing since I was 15. And I you know, when all my mates were going to discos or going to clubs, you know, or having parties, I was always the guy that was DJing, or at the weekend I would have been always working when my mates would have been out or whatever the case is. So I reached a point in my 20s where I kind of wanted to kind of give it a break, so I gave it a break for a while, and then I ended up getting a call from 2FM, and they wanted to know would I be interested in coming in and doing a few shows. So I did a few shows there. And I was there for nearly 2 years, and then I got a call from Today FM, wondering would I be interested in doing a show on Today FM. And I joined Today FM purely to do Block Rock and Beats. It was something that I wanted to do. I'd reached a stage in my career where I kind of wanted to just do something that really made me happy.
Definitely.
So I had this idea in my head about Block Rock and Beats, and
say you're getting such a reaction from that though, Dick. Are you like the amount of people to be tuning in weekly? I'd say like the views kind of you're getting is mental. I'd say, is it?
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, it started off. It was actually the first dance music show that Today FM had.
Yeah.
And I'll always be very grateful to Today FM for giving me an opportunity to play these tunes. And the first show that they gave me was actually on Friday night at midnight, and they were like, "Are you sure you want to take it?" And I was like, "No, I really want to go in there and play tunes." And we went from midnight to 2 a.m. on a Friday night into Saturday morning, and it proved really popular. And it wasn't, you know, a couple of months later they wanted to know then if I wanted to move it to Saturday. So I did Saturday evenings for a while, and that was really popular. And we had some great shows and great live shows, and then it's moved to Friday night after Matt Cooper. So I'm in Matt Cooper's studio here at the moment.
Because the dream, the dream really is, Dick, is to get on radio. I've always said it. Like, I just love the passion. And like, when you have a passion for it, like, you just kind of want to do it, if you get me.
I totally agree with you, and I think you're doing the right thing. And I think keep following that dream and that passion, and keep working hard at it. You know, and I've no doubt that you'll get where you want to be. You know, but it's a great place. We did Block Rock and Beats radio show, and we have a live show that goes along with it as well. So,
my God,
unfortunately, COVID and the lockdown has meant that we can't gig. But hopefully when we get back in, we'll do a little tour of Ireland and have a bit of fun with it. Yeah,
I could be in the crowd somewhere, Dick.
What's that, buddy?
I could be in the crowd somewhere, maybe.
Yeah. Oh man, the next gig, wherever you want to be, whichever gig you want to go, you'll definitely be on the guest list for that, for sure, man.
100%, Dick. No, it's been brilliant because I'm thinking of doing like a Today FM course in September and stuff. So
yeah.
I think that's another great course as well. I've heard lots of reviews and all from it.
It's brilliant. I mean, it gives you an opportunity to come in and to see, you know, a radio station in action. I think I love this building, Marconi House, because we've got a couple of radio stations in here. We've got, you know, Today FM, there's 98 FM, News Talk and Spin. And, you know, if you're into radio and you have a passion for it, yes. I think this really is the place to be. And there's something pretty magic about commercial radio as well. I think, you know, I've worked in RT, and I absolutely loved it. But there's something about the buzz of doing a commercial radio show for a station like Today FM.
Yeah,
and the people that work here behind the scenes. So, yeah, if anyone, you know, that's watching this or whatever, you know, is thinking about getting into radio, I'd highly recommend the course. The people that run it are brilliant. You know, a lot of the presenters in here do classes, and you know, you get an opportunity to come into the studios and to record links and to do a demo and all this type of stuff. And a lot of people, I mean, probably not a lot of people know that Dearan Gerhi did the course here. So so that would have been her first kind of big break into radio, and she got a job in Spin afterwards. So no, it's great, you know. I mean, are you DJing, you know, yourself in clubs and stuff like that, or you know, is your passion for radio, or is it for kind of live performance stuff?
Well, like really, like my main goal kind of thing, Dick, is to try get on radio, like being kind of a radio DJ and like doing shows and stuff. But like I've been playing in clubs before COVID and stuff, and being at parties, but like probably mainly as well playing at festivals and all.
Yep.
But like, the main goal I'm trying to focus on now is just to break into a radio station and definitely see how it goes from there.
Yeah, well, I mean, the way to do it is to get your demo sorted and keep working on it. You know, and you know, you'll definitely get an opportunity to do a demo, you know, at a course like the Today FM, you know, Radio Academy or whatever. So
maybe we could be I could see you up there one day. Maybe you'll see how it goes.
Oh, absolutely! Like, you know, I'd love to. As soon as we can. The thing about the last year with COVID is that we haven't been allowed to have people in the studio, and we've been doing interviews. All the interviews have been on Skype and on Zoom and all that kind of stuff. So it's been strange, but I mean, it's been nice. But I think, you know, a lot of people have kind of found a love for radio again, because you know, when the pandemic kicked in.
Yeah,
you know, I certainly found that the amount of people that listen to Block Rock and Beats has increased massively, because I think a lot of people have been in their homes, you know, and whether that's been in Dublin or whether it's been somewhere in Clare or in, you know, in Limerick or wherever, you know, not everyone is surrounded by lots of people and, you know, lots of shops and lots of beaches and things like that. Like, a lot of people that were kind of remote and on their own. And we found that a lot of people, you know, were tuning into the radio for company. And, you know, certainly for Block Rock and Beats, I've had a lot of situations where there's been, like, you know, parents with kids and their kids are off school, and, you know, parents are looking for things to do with their kids. And they've had the, you know, the kitchen discos, the kitchen raves, all that.
I looked at a few stories, actually. It was unreal. Definitely.
Yeah. Some of the stories and some of the videos have been absolutely amazing, you know, really, really incredible. So.
Unbelievable. No, it's absolutely amazing to have you on, Dick. It really has, because I've just always wanted to back in. Like, you're just a gent, really. You're just class.
Oh no, Jesus! It's an absolute pleasure to come on and to chat with you, and you know, I hope you keep listening to Block Rock and Beats, and I hope you enjoy the tunes, and hopefully, you know, we'll get you to a gig. We've done a couple of gigs in, you know, Electric Picnic or whatever, and it's a fairly wild show on stage.
It'd be a dream, Dick. It really would. Because, like, I've actually, I love listening to a bit of, do you know Dermot and Dave as well on Today FM?
I do. Dave's probably one of my best pals. I must say. I will, of course. I have to say, like, that the likes of Dave, you know, I worked with Dave, for example, in 98FM. And I worked with him now, obviously, in Today FM. And he probably would have been one of the main reasons why I came to Today FM, because he's such a great guy. Dave Moore is probably the nicest bloke I've ever worked with in radio. He's a top bloke. And himself and Dermot are amazing. And I got an opportunity to cover their show, you know, on a couple of occasions. And it was an absolute honour. But
I was actually on a show there 2 months back on RTE. It was a Dane show, pulling one.
Yeah.
And they actually got me on to chat with him beforehand.
Did they?
Yeah, on a Monday morning, yeah. Oh, man, it was the best crack I ever had in my life. Like,
that's great. And you got an opportunity then to meet the lads to come in here and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Brilliant, yeah, it was brilliant, Dick. It was absolutely class now.
And what was the TV show?
It was basically Pulling With Parents, it's called. It's a dating show. So, like, your parents are involved in the dating show, and then... You have to get me to date and stuff.
That's brilliant.
I was class now. It was a great experience. Definitely.
Good stuff, man. Good stuff. Yeah, well, listen, man, it's been brilliant being on with you, and I hope to see you at a gig sometime soon. And you know, it's been an honor to come on and have a chat with you. And you know, I've really enjoyed my time here in Today FM, and I hope when the pandemic's over that we get back gigging again and
definitely
and having a bit of crack with it, you know.
Absolutely, Dick. Thanks so much for coming on, mate, and I will see you very soon.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. It's a pleasure. Take care, buddy.
Thanks so much, Dick.